Hard New England winter. 1. First day of spring, upon the plate of cracked ice, Catherine half reclined on the stone steps outside our college dorm, while the sun beat down on the pavement in front of her, where discarded cigarette butts formed a dark cluster. 2. I watched her from above, like an odd, bundled-up bird perched on the edge of the steps in my black motorized wheelchair, ready for takeoff. 3. I'm ashamed to admit I never knew her well enough to describe her in detail. All I really remember is that I wanted her naked, that she was wearing cut-off jeans and a white jersey, while the cherry trees burst with white blossoms in the distance behind her. 4. Can I sit on you? She asked Willie. William flicked his lighter on and off. I've got homework to do. Can I sit on you? She asked again, this time to someone else or to nobody. Adam shrugged and said softly, Catherine, you like to sit on anything with a penis. 5. I didn't care who Catherine was, or even if she was Catherine at all. I could imagine it coming, her breasts glinting like mounds of white gold in my hands, her small hips rocking back and forth like spring itself on my lap, wet sunlight, the roundness of her ass, the perfect symbol for the utter completion of every fact, the heat of our bodies hot enough to make the entire pond race like the holy flood itself, animals of every kind from muskrats to bumblebees lining up in twos, the whole college campus watching our unabashed and glorious bodies. 6. As I kept staring, her short spiky hair glistened like small blonde thorns. She shouted that morning to the clear sky, fuck spring, while her fingers drew twos in a trail of cigarette ash. 7. I leaned forward in my motorized wheelchair, turned on the switch and rolled close enough to the edge to plummet on the pavement. You can sit on me, I said. Honey, I'm sorry, she said. You're in a wheelchair. You can't get it up. I wanted to answer, I can. Give me a little airtime and I'll show you one big. But I burned like all the ice that was still half frozen in the heat and remained silent. 8. I could have said to Catherine, I know what it feels like to feel so hungry for sex, you could kill for it, and because of that, you are my sister. But those words of kindness come to mind only in revision 6 years later. At the time, my nights felt so dark, no headlights would ever reveal anything. But the truth is, I was mostly just one more horny college dude doing anything for the fleeting chance of a one-night stand.